Chapter 1. New Challenges. Page 10. Activity 2. Listening to make predictions.
Good morning. I am James Monroe, and this is Linguistics 101.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Our topic today is learning to speak someone else's language. Before I begin, I'd like to hear your questions on the topic. What does the title, Learning to Speak Someone Else's Language, bring to mind? What does it make you think about? Just call out your questions.
Stop 1. What questions do you think the students will ask?
What is language? I mean, where does it come from?
Good question. Any others?
Who uses language? Is it only humans?
Interesting. Next.
When does language develop? At what age?
Good. Got that. Yes, go ahead.
How many languages are there in the world? And can we ever really learn to speak someone else's language?
Any more? No? Then let's begin with that last question. Can we ever really learn to speak another person's language?
Stop 2. What do you think the professor's answer will be to the question? Why?
Well, I think that we must at least try. You see, language is the only window we have to see into someone else's mind. But this presents us with a paradox. On the one hand, language helps us communicate with each other. On the other hand, communication is almost impossible when we don't understand the words and symbols that someone else is using. Okay so far? Communication can fail, even when two people have the same native language. You see, in addition to their usual meanings, words and concepts have very personal meanings for each person based on memories and experiences. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. Is it like when I hear the word dog, I might think of the little beagle named Sarge that I had when I was a kid, but my friend, who is afraid of dogs, might think of Cujo, you know, that huge dog that attacked people in that old Stephen King movie?
That's right. Exactly. Here's another example. A rose may be just a beautiful object to me, but it may remind you of a lovely summer in England or a romantic birthday present. So you can see the problem, right? Also, there are between 3,000 and 6,000 public languages in the world, and we must add approximately 5 billion private languages, since each of us has one. Did you get that? With this many languages, it's amazing that we understand each other at all. However, sometimes we do communicate successfully. We do learn to speak other languages. But learning to speak a language seems to be a very mysterious process. Now, this brings us back to the first question on our list. Where does language come from, and how does it develop?
Stop 3. What do you think the professor's answer will be to this question?
For a long time, people thought that we learned language only by imitation and association. For example, a baby touches a hot pot and starts to cry. The mother says, "Hot, hot." And the baby, when it stops crying, imitates the mother and says, "Hot, hot." The baby then associates the word hot with the burning feeling. However, Noam Chomsky, a famous linguist, said that although children do learn some words by imitation and association, they also combine words to make sentences in ways they have never heard before. Chomsky suggested that this is possible because human babies have an innate ability to learn any language in the world.
Stop 4. What does this mean? What will the professor discuss next?
Are you following me?
Maybe.
Chomsky says that children are born with the ability to learn language, but this does not explain how children begin to use language in different ways. For example, as children develop their language skills, they quickly learn that language is used for more than stating facts, such as the ball is red. They learn to make requests, to give commands, to agree, to disagree, to explain, to excuse, and even to lie. The uses of language seem endless. This is the positive side of the paradox. Did you get that?
Maybe.
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Sure.
In other words, language is a wonderful way of communicating our ideas to other people. The negative side of the paradox is that not all people speak the same language, and therefore we cannot understand each other. So, we're back to where we started. Can we ever really learn to speak someone else's language? For now, let's assume that we can learn to speak someone else's language. Not just a few polite phrases, but really learn to speak it fluently. We know that we will be able to communicate with other people who speak that language. But something else happens as well. I think that learning another language can transform us as individuals. It can change our worldview and even our personalities. For example, if we speak French fluently, we can begin to see the world in a way that is typically French. That is, we can view the world from an entirely different point of view, which might change our personalities dramatically. Are you following me?
Not exactly. Professor Monroe, I'm not sure that I buy the idea that I would actually become someone else just because I learned to speak another language.
Okay, consider this. A linguist named Benjamin Lee Whorf said that our native language actually determines the way we see the world.
Stop 5. What does this statement mean? What kind of examples do you think the professor might give?
I believe he meant something like this. Imagine a language that has no words for anger, fear, or jealousy. Does that mean that we won't experience these emotions if we are native speakers of that language? Or imagine a language that has 25 words for love. Will we be able to love more deeply if we are native speakers of that language?
Well, maybe. But I think there's a problem with that point of view.
Okay. What do you think that might be?
Well, for one thing, that point of view ignores the fact that languages change and that they borrow words from other languages. For example, English sometimes uses words from other languages to express a thought or name a thing in a better way.
Stop 6. What are some words that the professor might use as examples here?
Yes, of course. As I sat at home preparing for this lecture, I looked up at the collage on my wall and took a bite out of my croissant. Later, I experienced a moment of déjà vu. So, to describe my activities this morning, I have just used 3 words borrowed from French: collage, croissant, and déjà vu, because they describe certain things and experiences better than any English words.
So, English is transformed by words from other languages that express things that really cannot be expressed very well in English.
Right. In a way, this transformation is what happens to us when we learn to speak someone else's language. We learn, perhaps, to express things that could not be expressed as well, or even at all, in our own languages. We may also learn to understand things in ways that we could not before. Does that make sense to you? We can begin to experience what it must be like to be born into another culture. Oh, my. Our time seems to be up. Next time, be prepared to talk about your own experiences in learning about another culture as you learn to speak a second language. Also, please read chapters 1 and 2 in your textbook and think about this question. If we learn one language so easily as children, why is it such a challenge to learn a second language as adults?